This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, I'm gonna watch tomorrow, Toots.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Rick Barry.
Rick!
Former Golden State Warriors, great. 1 o'clock, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. And during the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. You won't want to go anywhere during that 12 o'clock hour. Steph Curry, what happened last night?
It was a tough start, and then you know we fought our way back in the first quarter. I think in the beginning of the third, we kind of lost our cool. We let bad calls affect our body language, and you know we did fight down the stretch and try to give ourselves a chance, but a team like Dallas, you know, with all the injuries, you know Kyrie's going to try to take over. He made some tough shots. You got to give him credit. They were, you know, playing hard the whole game with really nothing to lose, and those are the hardest type of teams to play, and if you make mistakes, you give them life, and especially at home. It comes down to possession here, possession there. It didn't go our way.
All right, Steph Curry saying the refs may have affected the Warriors' play last night. I didn't see that, but, I mean, he would know. He's on the team.
Yeah, but I like his tone. That doesn't sound like 2 weeks ago after a loss, Curry, where he sounded to me, Steiny, despondent. But we keep talking about size, and I saw it. It was on display. But what if I give this to you, Steiny? They led the Mavericks in second-chance points. That's what kept them in the game. The Warriors, 33-11. And then in the paint, they outscored the Mavericks by 62-48. Like, you got to win that game on top of who Dallas was not, who they were without. That's what bothers me.
Well, I think it also goes to show you that you can win interior battle, but you got to make more than 10 threes. They didn't make enough threes. I also think the size thing, it's an issue defensively. Because they don't really have any rim protectors other than Draymond Green, and he's already undersized. Yeah. Let's go to Mojo Rising in Castro Valley.
Mojo,
hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Yo, man, what's up, man, my friend? Hey, man, that's right. This is the Mojo Rising, Daughter's greatest fan ever. I don't know if you guys remember me or not, but I got to give a shot to the Guru because he's Mr. 24-Hour Fitness in San Leandro. I used to try and meet him there. I never got the chance to, but people forget that the Guru is the man, man. I remember when he made the radio by the contest, and now look where the man is. He's a household name. So shout out to the Guru. And not only that, the man knows what he's talking about.
What?
Like, I agree with everything the Guru always says. Like, the Warriors, like, come on, man. We have to check this out. the Warriors, we have to be realistic, man. We've been lucky as a fan base to have what we've had. You know, we really would have won six in a row if it wasn't for Draymond's little thing. If Durant and Thompson wouldn't have got hurt, the Warriors really would have won six in a row, probably, right? So we're spoiled as fans. But look, man, we gotta face the reality. Like, I agree with the guru. How do you lose that game last night when they got none of their bigs? AD, Lively, all those guys. They had some other starters, like five guys, and we still lose. Like, it's crazy. Like, I just don't get it. I think Kerr makes a little bit of questionable decisions as far as what his rotations and stuff. Exactly. Take Buddy Hield out. He ain't making a shot right now. Put in Tate in a second. The guy is a beast. He may not be the greatest shooter in the world, but last night he was hitting, and the dude is all over the place. Like, put him on Kyrie to guard. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, but anyway, I love you guys. You guys keep up the great work.
Call back every day, bud. Yeah. Study, wow. That's my guy right there.
Apparently so.
Man. I mean, look, you can't miss threes and layups and win. That's how they lost the game.
The bottom line, too, is that Dallas is missing their players, and their superstar won them a game. Now, their superstar won them
there,
a game.
He did.
That he shouldn't have been able to win.
That flurry was incredible.
And, you know, like, this is kind of, you know, you look at last night's game, and you have Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, two really good players, but you know what? The best player on the floor last night was Kyrie Irving.
Man.
It was Kyrie Irving.
Can't argue that.
And they just couldn't stop him, and he made some really tough shots, and when he gets to the line, he takes advantage.
Just count him, man.
And he just, you know, he put the Warriors away last night. Let's talk to Jocko in San Francisco. Hey, Jocko, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Right.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I'm not, you know, I didn't get too high after the first two games with Jimmy, and I'm not going to get too low after one loss, but I think that Wiggins was missed yesterday with his defense. And, you know, the main difference between him and Butler is, you know, Butler's like, you know, there's 3-and-D guys. He's a 2-and-D guy. He's strictly inside the arc.
Right.
And pairing him with Draymond, I'm going to keep my eye on that because I think that's a real lack of three-point shooting when you have those two guys in. I'm not going to, you know, get too low after this one. I think they bounce back and win this game against Houston. Even if Curry doesn't play, they somehow have their number this year. And I think the real reason why they lost last night was Willard on his show yesterday. He was just counting Dallas out and counting this as a W.
Boy.
I'm just kidding, but I just thought that was funny. I was thinking about that.
Will!
Yeah. I remember,
How can you not?
Because it's the NBA.
Well,
numbers are numbers. Numbers are numbers.
You never know. You know, I've heard a lot of people today talking about Steve Kerr, and listen, they're 500, so he's getting more heat than he got, obviously, during the championship years. But, you know, I look at last night's game. What should he have done? What didn't people like about the players he used? I think what I'm going to hear a lot of is
Buddy Hield's down.
There's too much Buddy Hield.
That's where it starts and ends, I believe.
Well, who's going to play for Buddy Hield? Probably Pajemski, or, I mean, he's not using Moody in the backcourt very much. So,
but you can.
They're down a player.
Yeah.
I mean, they're down a player. And, you know, like Moody does not trust Moody, I don't think, defensively against guards. And that's why he's having him guard some of the bigger guys. But I don't, like, if you have Steph Curry and Buddy Hield, who's the other, like, Pods is a guard. Who else? I mean, I feel like I'm missing somebody. Gary Payton II? I mean, that's the problem. You want to go away from Buddy Hield.
Who was 6-of-9 for the field.
You know, then you go to Gary Payton, and you're probably going to be missing some shooting. So I'm just wondering, you know, what can Steve Kerr do on a night like last night when he's got all the players available but one? I mean, it's not like he didn't have his whole roster.
Well,
there.
Let me ask you this, and we could throw it to the people. I feel like they're already talking. Would you, from what you've seen from Buddy just last night, Stoudy, would Pods have got those 29 minutes to the 24 that he played? Like, if you just swap those out, that's 5 minutes with Pods and not, you know, not Buddy Hield. Like, That's on 5 minutes in the NBA game is a long time for you to, you know, do something, make a play, make a shot. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
The Moody miss, though, I can't stop you. I thought that was going in.
Well, the problem with Buddy is even if he's not shooting well, I mean, at some point he's going to make shots, you figure. He's made shots his whole career. You just have to live with the dry spells. But, you know, he played well game before last. I think he was, what, 7 for 15 from the floor? I think he missed some threes. But, I don't know the alternative if you don't play Buddy Hield, because you're going to be giving up spacing, and then you're putting a player on the floor who's probably not going to be honored. And you'd probably be better defensively. But I don't know that there's a right or wrong in terms of Steve Kerr's rotation, because there's nobody who stands out outside the, you know, the top three or four players on this team.
Yeah, but I guess, Donnie, when you score 3 points in 29 minutes on 9 shots, what else are you doing? And that's the major question. Like, if you're not scoring, I'm just asking, what other intangibles is Buddy Hield doing? I know he's out there trying his ass off, but I'm just looking at it like, man, he's got a long leash.
Yeah, and I think Steve Kerr looks at Buddy Hield as a player who he's got two choices. If he's not shooting the ball well and we end up, you know, going into the fourth quarter, I mean, Buddy Hield can get hot. Like, if you take him off the floor, you're ensuring that he's not going to get hot, obviously. Last night they kept him in the game, or he played a lot and he couldn't make a shot. I don't know what the answer is.
Down to 36% from deep on the season.
I mean, he should be their second best three-point shooter, but he hasn't been. He just hasn't.
And he's getting opportunities.
Let's go to KC. KC's in Concord. Hey, KC, what's going on?
How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Thanks for having me back on.
Sure.
I wanted to say, follow up on what a gentleman said earlier, I don't know why Post didn't play and why Guy Santos played a lot of minutes in the fourth quarter. And I don't understand. We should be doing what Dallas is doing. Like, we have Trace, we have Post. Post is that offensive three ball. And Trace is really lengthy. Trace can guard the rim. And I don't think people remember that he's, like, pretty good at that. So, I don't know why we aren't playing two bigs. I don't know. I don't get it. We're running Guy Santos and who else played that? Like, those guys are better. Post and Trace are better than some of the guys that got real minutes last night.
Well, I mean,
and also, the officiating was terrible.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I think Steve Kerr battles every night with trying to figure out who's going to play, because he doesn't have enough proven players on his team, but the guys who are supposedly proven haven't been playing well. So I don't know what the solution is there, but I'm looking at the minutes right now, and let's see. Let me go to fourth quarter minutes. Guy Santos played. He played two minutes and 45 seconds, so he wasn't a big factor in the fourth quarter. I mean, Buddy Hield only played 5 minutes. The fourth quarter lineup, Goo, was mostly Butler, Green, Curry, Pajemski, and Moody got 5 minutes, and Moody got 7 minutes, and then Payton. So those were the six guys who played, and Pajemski missed his three, Moody missed his three, Payton didn't take any threes last night in terms of the fourth quarter.
But when you condense it to that, and Stoney, I know it's money time, the fourth quarter, but if we don't open it up to the whole game, it's like you're chasing your tail, you know. So Buddy's, yeah, his misses in the first, second, yeah, they're not in the fourth. They still count, you know. And it's just like this team, the little engine they could, the little train they could, trying to get up the hill. And when you feel like they're there, you know, they just go backwards. But yeah, this, I don't want to go for all the worst losses of the season. I thought that was Utah. But, yeah, with Jimmy Butler, this one hurts, man. That's why I'm happy. I hate who they're playing, but I'm happy there's a game tonight.
Well, and the other thing is, like, if you're out there ripping Buddy Hield for going 1 for 6, I get it. But you better come in right after that and mention the fact that Moses Moody was 2 for 8 from 3. I mean,
Curry was 4-13.
Exactly.
If we want to be real.
Exactly. How many NBA games can you win when you shoot 28% from three?
Not many.
So, and they turned the ball over, what, 15 times last night? All right, let's go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Hall of Famer, one of the greatest players in Golden State Warriors history, Rick Barry. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Well, if I was doing any better, I'd be making a comeback in the NBA.
Hey,
we could use you.
Yeah, you know, the Warriors actually need a guy who can create, and you weren't bad at that, Rick.
Yeah, no, it's amazing what's happened to the game, and I'm so excited that the Joe Lacob came in and finally got the team to play to the levels they're capable of, and they've had quite a good run, and we'll see if they can find a way to sneak into the playoffs this year and surprise some people.
Well, let me ask you this about what you're up to this weekend, Rick, because I know we've got the celebrity pickleball bash, and I know you're a huge pickleball player, but I would assume you're here for the All-Star game, too. I mean, what do you have going this weekend?
What don't I have going? I'm very busy. I was honored by the Sheriff's Department here locally. I received the first ever honorary Sheriff's badge and commemorated. That was a nice affair we had at the Italian Athletic Club last night, and it was great to meet the sheriff and the deputy sheriff and all of the other fine people who serve the community here in such a wonderful way. A lot of great people were there. That was really fun to do, and a great meal on top of it. I love Italian food. So that was cool. I'm waiting for my son Scooter to show up with my granddaughter Brooklyn so I can go to lunch with them. Then I've got another function tonight, and I'd use up the whole show trying to tell you everything I'm doing the rest of the week. And of course, I am playing pickleball on Saturday afternoon over at the Warfield Theater, which is going to be kind of fun. I'm playing with Tyler Hansborough, who's a really good player. He's thinking about going into becoming a pro pickleball player or something. He and I are teaming up, and we're going to play against some other pros and celebrities. So it'll be a nice challenge to see how well we can do, because we'll be the only team that doesn't have at least one professional pickleball player on it. So we'll have a nice challenge to see if we can do well.
Yeah, hey, Rick, congrats on that award. I know it means a lot, and I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm born and raised here in the Bay Area. I used to call your show, different station, and lobby for you to be the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. So with that, I know you know the game. You played it. You excelled. I'm excited about this move. I felt they needed to move. But, Rick, we keep it real here, 10-2. If I were to ask you your biggest concern with this team after the Butler acquisition, how would you answer that?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Their size? You know, how are they going to do against teams that have some size? I mean, obviously, if they get everybody back and healthy, I still think they have a chance of doing something. Anytime you have two players of the quality of Steph and also Jimmy Butler, and then you throw Draymond into the equation with the experience that they all have, you know, anything certainly can happen. I like what I've seen from Jimmy in this game so far. He had a nice game last night. Unfortunately, they came up a little short. And I told people, watch out, Kyrie's going to step his game up now that Luka's gone. I mean, he was just holding back. He did it last night. He crushed the Warriors. He played so well. But the big thing right now is they just got to get themselves healthy. I'd just like to see them find a way to get into that eighth spot, or, you know, lower than that if possible, and not have to be in the play-in. And once you get there, anything can happen in sports, as you well know. I mean, nobody in the world would have picked to have what happened in Super Bowl to see the Chiefs get dominated like they did in the first half. So that's the beauty of sports. Crazy things can happen. I know firsthand. I mean, we have the greatest upset in the history of major sports, I think, certainly in the NBA without question. And so I experienced it firsthand. So I know what can happen.
Rick, Steph Curry's 36. He's going to be 37 next month. And what can you explain to fans kind of what he's going through at that age, particularly his size, and how do you know what is maybe some slippage from Steph Curry and what might be the function of not having great teammates to help him out?
Well, I think the last part is the most important part, is, you know, having people to be able to help him out so he doesn't have to do as much himself. Certainly he's having an off season for him, which would be a fantastic season for the majority of players in the NBA. But he can elevate his game, no question. I mean, he struggled in the Olympics until they needed him in the semis and the finals when he came through admirably. So I'm not overly concerned about that, as long as he can stay healthy. But the big thing is at 36, first of all, he doesn't play a lot of minutes. Okay, I mean, I averaged 47 minutes a game in one season that I played, and most of the time over 40. The guys today generally average around 36, which is three quarters of the game. So it wasn't like he had to beat his body up, you know, for that long a time since he's been in the NBA. And the travel was a lot easier. You know, he didn't get to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. He'd get up at 5:30 to catch a 6:30 flight to go to the next city. They get on chartered flights. They get meals. They get better rest. So it's not as difficult, and that's a good thing for Warriors fans that the players don't have to go through that. So at that age, there's no problem. I played there. I could have played longer, but they cut the rosters from 12 to 11 in 1980 to save money. The NBA cut the rosters from 12 to 11. Mm. Otherwise, I was going to play with the Boston Celtics, and I still could play, and I still was in good shape. So I'm not worried about Steph and his age.
Hey, Rick, let me ask you this, because you know this. Fans have more outlets now to voice their anger than ever. But Buddy Hield, you could shoot with the best of them. What advice would you give them, and what are you seeing from them? Because a lot of fans are trying to blame him from everything, but I can't admit they are correct and he's struggling. How would you try to work on Buddy and get him back right?
Well, everybody struggles. I mean, you go through a season, you have a time. Most teams, you know, have a period when they struggle a lot. For the Warriors, I'm the eternal optimist. So for them, I say, okay, they've struggled this first half of the season. There's two halves to the season, basically. They got a lot of time left to get their act together. So I'm not overly concerned about that. I think they can find a way to get into the playoffs. They have enough talent to do it, especially with Butler joining them. And if Kuminga can come back and get himself up to the level he needs to be, he just still has to continue to improve. He's made some improvement, not as much as I'd like to see. But when it comes to a shooter, that happens. I mean, hell, even Steph has gone through some games. I mean, Steph's had some horrible stretches where he didn't shoot the ball particularly well, and he's the greatest shooter ever. So you don't ever worry about that. The offense is a roller coaster ride. You got a lot of ups, a lot of downs. Okay, defense is what has to stay constant. That's where the Warriors need to focus on right now. They need to, as a team, focus on playing good, tough defense, which will keep them in games when guys are struggling offensively, and even get some victories on games that maybe you would have lost if your defense wasn't so good. I mean, just look, defense doesn't win championships, but it helps. Then that's the perfect example of what happened with the Super Bowl. You know, the defense for the Eagles was unbelievable in the first half. Never in my wildest dreams that I would think that they would be able to dominate the Kansas City Chiefs offense the way that they did, and that helped them to win the game, but they still hurts in the offense, still had to outscore them, and they did that. So that's what you need. So if you're a Warriors fan, you know, get them to focus on the defense. The other stuff will take care of itself. I'm not worried about it. Plus, he's got somebody who can watch the shot, and Steph can help him figure it out.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, I'm looking, what do you remember about the 1967 All-Star game?
Uh-oh.
I remember a lot.
Other than you were the MVP.
Well, I should have been. I've always said in the All-Star game they should have. Let's not even call it a game anymore. It's more of an exhibition. I don't know what the hell they've been doing, but it's the guys don't take it that seriously. Ours was very competitive. And I always felt that any time you have an All-Star game, you should have two awards, the most valuable and the most outstanding. They're not necessarily the same players. In our game then, my teammate, great teammate, Nate Thurman, God rest his soul, Nate would have been, I think, the most valuable player. He went up against a front line that had Lucas, right? Lucas, yeah. Russell, Chamberlain, Willis Reed. I mean, come on. He was there and he had Daryl Imhoff, who wasn't, you know, a nice player and doing stuff, but I mean, this is not in the same category as those guys. And he had like 18 rebounds and you know, a bunch of 16 points and was able to be able to neutralize those guys. I think he was more valuable to our team than I was. I would have gotten the most outstanding player having scored 38 points. That's usually the case in most All-Star games. And so I just remember it was just such a unique game. You know, Red Auerbach got thrown out, the only time that ever happened for a coach to get thrown out of the game. It was a different world back then. It really was. It's a totally different world. And we didn't have, you know, time off and all the other stuff. You came in, you had a banquet, you played, you went out, and you started playing ball again. So different world. And here's, I'll give you the greatest example of all of how crazy it is. The guys who win the game, the two games, because they're going to play two games, basically to 40 points, and if you win that first game, you play another game to 40 points, which is, in essence, three-quarters of a game, right? 80 points is about three-quarters of an NBA game, right?
Yep.
So they're not even playing a full game. The winning guys, the eight guys on the winning team will get $125,000 for doing that. $125,000 is more than I made in my first full years in the season, in the league. And they're getting that for playing 80 minutes of basketball on a Sunday. Man. So those guys should be very fortunate that they're in the position that they're in.
Rick, I got to tell you, man, and you didn't ask, but I'm going to share it with you because my wife's like, get a life. You know, people got real problems, but you just said it. The players don't care. You're a steward of the game. I'm going to every party I can, every event I can. I'm going to support the Warriors and the NBA this weekend. But damn it, I do not want to watch shirts and skins, basically, with three or four teams. Half of my life was watching you in the All-Star game. Jordan and Magic, where they cared. What can Adam Silver do to fix this? And nobody, Rick, is in the slam dunk contest because they don't give a damn, and I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Adam's trying. He's putting in a whole new format, and he's trying to do everything he can. That's the nature of the beast. I mean, he can't force the players to have to want to play hard. I understand that they're concerned about injuries and things. Look what they've done in football, which I think is so smart, to stop having a football game of an all-star kind of game. That's crazy. That sport's too violent. And so the stuff that they do now, it's entertainment. That's what it should be. It should be an entertaining weekend. And I accepted the game for what it was. Basically, it was an exhibition. The guys to go out there, mess around, have some fun. They do some amazing. I still remember the pass that Steph Curry made one of the all-star games. He was at half court. He threw a freaking bounce pass. Yeah. Bounced up right next to the basket. Giannis caught it and dunked it. I mean, my God. I mean, some of the things that these guys do are just crazy. So if you accept it for what it is, it's great. But stop calling it a game. You know, if the guys don't want to make it a super competitive game, then that's their choice.
I hear you.
Force somebody to do it.
Hey, Rick, I got to ask you about what your thoughts on the Doncic for Anthony Davis trade. They're calling it one of the biggest in history. It kind of came out of nowhere. What were your thoughts?
Well, I can't believe that Dallas didn't get more out of that trade. A whole bunch of first-round draft picks and what have you. I guess they were disenchanted with him and his work ethic or whatever it may be. I heard one of the owners of the team talking about the fact that they didn't like the way he worked out and that he was taking time off. I mean, it was not good. And the people in Dallas are up in arms over the fact that they let him go. I just think the big thing is, yeah, sure, you want to let him go, fine, but get something of equal value. Now, they got a hell of a player in Davis. I think they're actually going to be a better team. If Davis is healthy, Dallas will be a better overall basketball team with him. I really do, because look what Kyrie just did against the Warriors last night. That's what he's capable of doing with Luka not being there. But then he's going to have a defensive factor in Davis. They'll be a better basketball team. They'll be much more competitive than they were with having Luka. But L.A. needs a star. It's L.A. They have to have a star. LeBron's going to retire probably in another year, maybe at the most. And so now they've got a guy to build around for, you know, the next 10 years. So it was a great move for them to be able to get him and to not have to give up more than Davis and, you know, no other players of any significance or draft picks that's going to kill him. That great move for L.A. Not so great a move, I think, for Dallas, because I don't think they got enough.
No doubt. Hey, let me ask you this, because I'm excited, Rick. Now I'm calmed down. I'm excited about Jonathan Kuminga. When that day does come and that game is upon us, when he comes back, how can Dub Nation not be excited to add him to what they got going? What are your thoughts on Kuminga when he does get back?
Well, hopefully he's going to play at a high level. He has made some improvement, gotten a little better with his three-point shooting. He does attack the basket with a vengeance, which I do like, and Jimmy can do that as well. But then again, they're still small. I mean, you know, they're big guys, you know, are nice, they're serviceable. But when you're going up against some of these other teams, you know, small ball doesn't always necessarily work. So it'll just be a matter of how well those other players perform. They may wind up doing it with the two-headed monster like we had. We had Clifford Ray starting and George Johnson coming off the bench. Between the two of them, they put up numbers that were, you know, comparable to having a star player playing the center position. So maybe the Warriors can figure out a way to split time between some of the guys that they have. And, you know, the new young kid is showing some promise. The fact that I saw the game the other day when he knocked in three of three Warriors in a row, he could shoot the three. And so hopefully he'll develop quickly. I'm happy to see that they're playing him, because I always felt if you thought you can had enough positive thoughts about a player that you would draft him and bring him to your organization, he's only going to get better if you play him. And so he's getting a chance to play now, and he'll develop much quicker getting that opportunity. And so if between him and Looney and whatever, if they can find a way to get those guys to put them in at different times and get some good performance out of them from rebounding defense and score a few points, then they might have a chance, because they do have enough talent otherwise if all the other guys play at the level that they're capable of playing. And that's a big if.
Rick, I know you have a great relationship with R.C. Davis, and I want to ask you, he told me something about you, but I want to check if he's correct.
Uh-oh.
Is it true that a goal of yours is to live to be 100 and fly fish on your 100th birthday?
Well, fly fish and play pickleball.
Wow, Rick!
Oh, man, you're incredible, Rick. I know I'm getting up there, and I'm starting to lose a little motivation.
There's one other thing I want to be able to do at 100, but I can't talk about it.
My man, 100 grand.
Hey, Rick, have a great time. Glad to have you back in the Bay.
Take it easy.
Really appreciate your time.
That was a pleasure to talk. God bless all the fans. Hope everybody's 2025 is off to a great start.
Thank you very much.
Go Dubs.
All righty. That's Rick Barry, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. Wow. Well, see now it's Donnie.
MVP of the 1967 All-Star Game.
Yeah. But he said he played 47 minutes 1 year. Wow.
There's no way he's listening right now. He never averaged 47 minutes.
See, I really hope he's not.
Goo.
Just bonded with the guy. Come on now.
Goo. I'm doing this just
like my high school career scoring average. It increases every year. But you know what I mean? It's like four, and now it's up to nine. You know what I mean? Come on, just go with it.
Yeah, he was clearly talking about 1971, 72 when he played 45 minutes a game.
That's not, yeah.
Never 47. Only 45.
Rick. Yeah, I used to call his show, Stoney. I wanted him to coach. This is what the NBA needs. Coaches like he was Chuck Daly before, you know what I mean?
He wasn't, because he never was a head coach, Rick, in the NBA.
No,
Rick never coached in the NBA.
The premise was he had the personality to check guys like Draymond.
Actually, thought he didn't have the personality
to
coach in the NBA, and that's why he...
No, he was a straight shooter, Jack.
Right.
But before it was cute.
Yeah, not all players are great coaches.
I get that.
You know, Magic Johnson, yeah. Magic.
How long was it? About a week?
I don't know exactly.
Magic! He's doing okay for himself, though.
I don't know exactly how much, but... 100 years old, man. Thanks to Rick Barry. I didn't ask him how old he is. He's got to be about 72? 2-2-2. Let's get back to the game.
Right.
Warriors get beat by the Dallas Mavericks, and tonight they play the Houston Rockets. And, you wanted to know about who's playing and who's not playing tonight. Well, Anthony Slater last night asked Steve Kerr. Here's what he said.
This was obviously kind of a fatiguing game, late tip. You're flying tonight. I mean, can you go with all your veterans tonight?
I don't know. We'll talk to Rick after. So it's a tough back-to-back, and, that's what makes this loss even more frustrating, is that, you know, we're going to get into Houston at 3:00, you know, whatever it is, because, you know, the NBA and its infinite wisdom makes us play an 8:45 game, and they clearly don't care about, you know, rest or player health. It's just ratings and all that stuff, so I get it. So everyone's got to do it. The whole league's got to do it. So it is what it is. We got to strap it up and get ready for tomorrow.
Hey, a little salty.
It's 11:19.
Salty.
I figure by 3 p.m. our time, he'll be fine. You can't say that about the association and get away with it. Wow.
No,
I do wonder why they're playing it back. The Kings are doing it in the Pelicans. I don't understand.
You know what?
No travel in that game.
I wish that I could follow up on, because I'm fascinated by this. So Steve Kerr gets asked about, can you go with the veterans tonight? And he goes, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk. And I'm thinking he's going to say, to them.
Right.
To them. And he says, I got to talk to Rick. So I'm trying to think, like, what does Celebrini have access to where he's the expert on whether they should play or
Can
not?
Can I be honest with you?
I have no idea.
And I love your mind. Russell Crowe, beautiful mind. Stoney, what if I told you I took that as Rick's going to talk to them and then Rick will talk to Steve? You could totally be right. There could be some electronic or what have you, but I believe Rick talks to them in that talk and then gets back to Steve.
I
could be totally wrong.
And you could be totally right.
By the way, Kirk kind of is right about the scheduling. I know there are other teams that play back-to-backs.
Right.
But both the Rockets and the Jazz and the Pelicans, all three of them, don't have to travel. The Warriors are the only team that has to travel last night to tonight.
That stinks.
And they got a 6:30, or, well, actually it was an 8:30 local tip.
Houston.
Last night.
Yeah.
No, yeah, tonight's earlier. Like, their games are less than 24 hours apart, I think is what he's saying. Because I think tonight's game is at
5 our time.
No, 7 local.
And they're getting into Houston at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, rubbing off on you.
Beer jinx. Isn't that what we used to do?
Yep.
You never heard that?
Why would you say beer jinx?
Because when Evan, anything.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
If you say the same words at the same time, first one to say jinx, the other person has to buy him a drink.
Oh, okay.
Carter, have you heard that before? Beer jinx.
No, of course I have. Okay. What?
Good. Where have you been?
Not a lot of brothers, I think, have heard that. I could be wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say in my hood, I don't think we heard a lot of that. I was drunk. Oh, boy.
No.
Rick in good spirits, man.
He's got a great life.
But he's still saying when Kuminga comes back, they're still small.
Well.
That moving. But they're winning the rebound battle. They're winning the second chance point battle like they did last night.
Because they're missing threes left and right.
And bunnies.
That's not good.
Pods miss. They're all. Everybody's missing some.
What pods miss?
Just bunnies up at the ones that he misses. They're like, dude, that's got to go in.
I mean, he missed the three, and then Curry got the rebound.
No, but he was up under the goal a couple times. It just, Looney, just, I see it a lot. That's all.
I mean, look at their personnel. Draymond, he doesn't finish. Pods is still improving in that area. Buddy Hield doesn't really go to the basket. Steph's going to the basket less now than he ever has. You know, Butler's going to help there, no doubt about it. You know, Quentin Post is more of a three-point shooter. So they don't.
Curry only got to the line 4 times to Butler 6.
Yeah. They did a pretty good job there. Let's listen to more Steve Kerr here. This is about how long it took him to kind of adjust.
I just think it took us too long to start playing and really focusing and, locking in on executing at both ends. And we messed around with the game for too long and then left ourselves vulnerable. And obviously they cashed in. They did a great job.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors lose their first game with Jimmy Butler, and now they got to play the Houston Rockets, who they played last night also, as Evan said, but they were playing home. So the Warriors got into Houston late, and they got to summon the energy to figure out a way to get a win tonight.
Yeah, dude. And I'll just keep going back to the great Rick Barry study. He said they got a lot of time left. I kind of disagree in regard to it's not half of the 82-game season. There are not 41 games left. So, you know, regardless of what happens tonight, you come out the break playing the Kings, like the margin of error, again, I keep saying it's down here, is razor thin for this team, and that's why last night losses like last night sting.
What happened late in this game,
Steve? I didn't think there was anything, you know, egregious or any huge mistakes or anything like that. I just think, like I said, we left the game in the balance because of our poor play earlier in the game. And then, when you do that and the other team is at home and they got a guy like Kyrie who forces your hand, and, you know, we left ourselves vulnerable. And it's disappointing.
And I thought Clay helped him out, Stoney. There were a couple wide open looks from him that, you know, again, it's the NBA. But if he hits them, you know, Dallas is up comfortable, and he left the door open, and we couldn't take advantage.
I mean, I can't remember Clay making a shot late in the game.
One of his last 11.
He did?
Yeah.
He was one for his last 11?
Yes.
Yeah, I felt
he
like
started missed, like gangbusters, too.
Felt like he missed his last 5 or 6 shots.
And what would you give me for, real quick here, I'm all over, for Buddy basically having a Clay-type season last year? Are we living that?
Buddy's not shooting as well as Clay last year.
Well, then there's that.
Clay got bailed out last night.
Hey!
He's telling the truth. I heard him.
You see his line?
6 for 19?
Yeah, you want to know what he finished?
I gave it to him. Evan,
what, 1 for 11?
Yikes.
Well, you know what? That's better than 0 for 10.
He had some rebounds,
which
too.
Which was his last game with the Warriors.
In a play-in Those stats don't exist.
Yeah, they do.
Nope.
They can't find them.
You can't find them.
They exist upstairs. In my head. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get back into it with you guys. Jimmy Butler has now played three games with the Golden State Warriors, and they have a little hiccup last night, and Steve Kerr was not really happy with the energy level early in that game. But, you know, the Warriors got to finish strong here against the Houston Rockets. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Safeway. And don't forget, coming up in a half hour, during the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
rubbing off on you.
Beer jinx.
Why would you say beer jinx?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt.
There's one other thing I want to be able to do at 100, but I can't talk about it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Blue Chew?
He don't need it. That's Rick Barry.
Yeah, you're right.
Coming up at noon today, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center with 95.7 The Game. That's the same floor where Steph Curry does his work. Also coming up at 1 o'clock, Mike Dunleavy.
Mike. Got to be Mike, feeling good.
Yeah.
Of his job. Like, I went and got some groceries now.
Well,
get in there and make it. Cook.
I mean, he's 0-1. He's 0-1. He missed the playoffs his first year as general manager.
I got you.
And now he's in 10th.
Yeah. But I mean, all guys are clear tonight. You said it.
Yeah, according to the Warriors and Evan. Butler.
The Warriors.
According to the Warriors, Butler. Steph and Draymond have been cleared to play.
They had to.
Why?
Because you lost last night.
Well, let's,
you're not
let's
the OKC Thunder with 100 games over 500. You are Little Larry. You're begging for benefits right now. You're trying to get in. You better play with a week or with a vacation off.
This is a lose-lose.
How?
Because we know that ideally Steph wouldn't play tonight. But
he's played the last three back-to-back just played.
They're playing. They're all playing like this. Like, that's what I...
They're desperate.
No.
Well, I hope they feel like they are.
Still got two more months of being desperate. This is the part that I think is going to be the biggest challenge is I think they're playing tonight because they got to win. You know, it's an important game.
I love that.
They're going to have important games from here to the end of the regular season. So you're going to be asking a whole heck of a lot from your core guys, Steph, Draymond, and Butler. Like, they're going to have to play great basketball to just get into the playoffs, and then they're going to have to play better basketball in the postseason. You know, do they have it in them to play 2 months of the regular season remaining and then 2 months in the playoffs? This is where Kuminga's got to help him, Goo, too, when he comes back.
And again, what is it? We'll find out when he's reevaluated, but I liken it to the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, we're on a ship, Steiny, and
I never saw that.
We're missing one. Shout out Harrison Ford. We're missing one guy.
Who?
Pick him up.
Harrison Ford?
No, Jonathan Kuminga. We pick him up, put him in the boat, the ship, and then we take off.
Which one was that?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I never saw that.
You've never seen Indiana Jones? That's right in your wheelhouse. It's
un-American.
I don't like action movies.
But you saw the most recent Indiana Jones.
Well, that was...
What was where?
I lost a bet, essentially, on that one. But yes, I did. What was that one? It was the timepiece.
I never saw it.
Something about the timepiece. I've seen one.
I got Parasite on deck for the weekend.
He won't watch it.
No, so
you do this
list.
A lot, and then you forget.
You do know it's Valentine's tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it on Valentine's Day with the spouse. Don't think me is gonna like that.
You got that?
I forgot.
I'm different.
That.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, I got stuff. I got stuff to do then today. I guess.
You need an assistant.
Tell me about it. Steph Curry, what's Moody been giving you lately?
Yeah, he's been playing aggressive. He's getting a lot more consistent minutes and showing why he is a guy that can help us in our rotation.
he's kind of a plug on defense, getting deflections, trying to, you know, be a disruptor out there. He's shooting the ball really well and playing decisive, so he's taking advantage of his opportunities, knowing we're probably going to shorten our rotation a little bit as we get deeper into the season.
All right, there's Steph Curry. Yeah, we can see that starting to happen already, I think.
Yeah, but he's not lying about Moody. I told you I'm more fond of him than you are. But at the end of the day, partner, I jumped out my seat thinking he was going to hit that shot and stick it to you. And they went in and
so
out.
So that's what it comes down to? If Moody makes a three, you're sticking it to me. So in other words,
I had
so in other words,
ready.
He plays one
game. No, Snotty, I'm playing, man.
Please.
Moody is playing his ass off. He's not scared. I'm not telling you he's Julius Irvin, but I do like watching him. I feel like he's been yanked around, but he stayed ready. And if you stay ready, you never have to get ready, right? Shout out to the rapper Sugar Free. So I'm appreciative of what Moody is. I think he's a little better than you think he – than, you know, I got a little more talented. But you got to hit that shot. And that's what I would have said to the chef after that.
415 Damn. Says, Steiny, Moody scored double figures in the last 12 games, last 12 out of 14 games, and Buddy scored like 15 points to 20 in a total. Oh, yeah, I know. Buddy's been pretty poor when it comes to shooting. There's no doubt. But, like, I don't think Moody – As far as Steve Kerr's concerned, I don't think Moody's comparable to Hield. He doesn't play Moody at two. Like, Moody's not a shooting guard on this team. So even though, I mean, that's just what Steve Kerr's telling us. So if he's not a two, they don't have enough players.
But if
in
you
the
just
backcourt.
Put Moody in Buddy Hield's spot last night, 29 minutes, Donnie, at the same position, I believe you would have got better results. Like, how can that not be an alternative?
Because he's not a shooting guard. It would be like Quentin Post needs a substitute, and you say, well, let's put Pods at five. I'm just saying what I think Steve Kerr, how I think
Steve. So you're
Steve,
telling me Moody's closer in Kerr's eyes to a power forward
yes.
than a shooting guard.
Like, here's where I love
I
you.
Just,
here's
yeah.
where I love you, and I can't stand
yeah, I got you.
Do you listen to Steve Kerr?
I do.
Did you hear him say four might be his best position? Like, that's not me saying yeah. it.
He just and I love Kerr, but I'll say this to that. We still got this question about Jonathan Kuminga and what he is and what he's not and why he's not and why he's not there. You know what I mean? So I think Jonathan Kuminga could be a three. Draymond thinks differently. Kerr thinks differently, but I believe Moses Moody is more of a two than a four, Stoney. You can get away with it just like you do Dre at five, but that's not that big of a stretch. But I would have liked to see Moody play those 29 minutes and see what we could have got. He played 27, but man,
what?
Buddy's getting a, I don't want to say scholarship.
But they don't
the coach
have,
is showing you love, man. That's all I'm saying.
They don't have anybody to play besides Buddy.
Well, you would.
Other than Podzic.
If you had Curry at the one, Butler at two, with Kuminga or Moody back at the three, Butler at the four, and Dre at the five.
Moody went 2 for 8 from three last night. Like, yeah. It wasn't like he was that much better than Hield.
And it's bigger than last night. You are correct. And he missed the biggest shot, I thought, of the game. But I'm just – I guess I'm talking more of a mentality.
Look, the real issue is he doesn't want to play Moody in the backcourt. And I have a sneaking suspicion it's because he doesn't think he does not think Moody can keep a guy in front of him, a perimeter player. And then I think I'm just telling you what I think Kerr thinks. And he's not a good enough 3-point shooter as a 2 or 3, but as a stretch 4, he's a little bit better. And he likes to use him there.
Yeah. Austin in San Jose on the chat says Moody can't be a 2. Goo, he's not quick enough to stop the quick enough on the perimeter.
It feels like that. It does feel like that. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, I do hear a lot of people talking about Steve Kerr on a day like today. You know, he's not finding the right combinations. Why did he play Buddy Hield so much? Is he giving Pods too much leash? I'm not really sure what Steve Kerr's role is what role was in that loss yesterday, but you tell me if you blame Steve Kerr for that game last night. 888-957-9570. Coming up in 20 minutes, your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
If I were Camuti...
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.